Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oops. We might have got some bad information for 2 years straight.
You think?
2 years of accidental bad information. Now, it's odd because, you know, the mainstream media got 2 years of bad information on Russia.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow you and I were able to predict the outcome here. That there was, at least not what Waller would do, but that there was no collusion.
Right.
We've been able to figure this out. We don't have, like, you know, a crack CNN-sized newsroom full of reporters. But you and I could figure this out, Lee. But somehow they couldn't because they got bad information. Are you serious? I mean, Scarborough yesterday. Did you hear this? Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe.
No, of course not.
No, right. Yeah, I know. Because that's why they pay me the big bucks, because I have to go through the pain of listening to this.
Plus, I'm working when he's on.
Yeah, I know. So, I know. So Joe Scarborough. Yeah, well, you know, Mr. Brennan, former director of the CIA, we got some bad information. And Brennan's like, dude, I did too. This is just so unfortunate. That's all we get. Listen to this, and I'll let you react, Lee, okay?
Director Brennan, I'm just curious, Mr. Director, how surprised were you by the findings yesterday, by the conclusions that were drawn? And I'm just curious, did you receive bad information throughout this process, like so many of us did, that there was more there than ended up in the report regarding collusion?
Well, I don't know if I received bad information, but I think I suspected that there was more than there actually was. And I am relieved that it's been determined that there was not a criminal conspiracy with the Russian government over our election. I think that is good news for the country.
Oh, I might have just got it wrong.
Well,
too bad. For 2 years. This is the former head of the CIA.
Yeah, exactly. And then thank God he is no longer having anything to do with our intelligence agency or the federal government, and that he is now with the CNN network and where he can stay. At least he was relatively honest about it, saying that it wasn't that he got bad information; it's that his idea was wrong. I'll tell you what we're dealing with here: we're dealing with extreme prejudice.
Yes,
that is exactly what happened to the mainstream media. They do not like Republicans. They do not like conservatism. They do not like America as founded. And they are prejudiced against anyone who supports conservative principles, who supports smaller government, lower taxes, less regulation, the freedom of the individual in this country. They are prejudiced against those people. And Donald Trump embodies that entire ideology. And they are prejudiced against him. So they are more than willing to accept any inclination, any suggestion, any rumor that may be something that is of a negative content toward Donald Trump or anybody who's a Republican or conservative, and not being willing to even consider that maybe, oh, we should be an objective journalist about this and actually check out the facts.
Yeah. And there's no apologies. There's no retraction. Oops, we got some bad information. That's what you say after you mess up one story?
Yeah.
This was 2 years. Years.
Yeah.
And Brennan was out there saying, you know, our country was in crisis. We were at risk of losing our democracy.
Which won't happen.
Our freedoms had been subverted. I mean, they make it sound like they got one story wrong last week or something.
Here's something else they did. They used these 2 years to influence an American election.
Yes.
And that is part of our problem right now.
Now, you're right. That's who influenced the American election.
Wasn't the Russians.
Nope.
The mainstream media and liberal Democrats who put on this whole narrative, this whole made-up story. And I'm glad. I just saw where Fox News, they had a little thing on their scroll here, that Trump is now calling for an investigation of the Obama administration. He's right. That administration investigated a political opponent, an opposition opponent. That's what happened. And I'm sorry, Barack Obama's hands are on this. I have no evidence to support that. I'm going out, I guess, just like the mainstream media, or my prejudice against Barack Obama. Because I just, you cannot possibly have had the Department of Justice, the FBI, the National Security, all of the other agencies that were involved in this whole Russian collusion narrative and fairy tale, and the president not have anything to do with it. This is just not possible. And they should investigate the Obama administration. And Lindsey Graham was on a roll yesterday, and he's right on the money about this.
Yeah, I got a bunch of audio from him, and we'll take a look at all of that coming up, too. I want to read, just going along, Piers Morgan is very liberal. I often disagree with him.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to throw a shoe at him at some points when he was on the air here in the U.S. He's back in the U.K. now, where he's from. But he's been a longtime correspondent and journalist. Here's what he wrote. I just want to read these paragraphs because, boy, does this put into perspective what they did the last 2 years. I mean, as Joe Scarborough said, we didn't just get some bad information. No. It was way beyond that. Mm-hmm. Here's what Piers Morgan writes. So it was all fake news. The entire 2 year Russia collusion frenzy was based on an absolute falsehood that Donald Trump and his team had colluded with Russians to fix the 2016 election. It's hard to imagine a worse thing to say about someone than that they betrayed their country, that they were traitors to their own people. Yet that was the charge leveled at Trump in an obsessively unrelenting campaign to bring him down as president. Today he stands completely vindicated. The long-awaited report by Counsel Mueller sensationally cleared Trump of any collusion. I mean, that's what they did. They accused this guy of treason mm-hmm. for 2 years and then acted as if it was a foregone conclusion.
And then after the fact say, oops, got some bad intel.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't even finish playing all of these yesterday. And you know, I failed yesterday to explain. I got a lot of people really worked up when I played the audio. I have a whole folder full of clips of how bad it is on other stations because I don't think people understand. And so when we see what we're seeing, we see people with MAGA hats, their cars set on fire. They're 81 years old and they're being beaten. We see people, conservatives on college campuses just being clocked for sitting there at a table. Why is this going on across the country? The violence, the anger, the seeming insanity. Well, it is because they have been weaponized and primed. Yep. They think they're living through a coup by Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. That is not an exaggeration. I mean, if our side had been told by credible people, Lee, Tucker Carlson, right, goes on TV and says, hey, listen, Barack Obama is controlled by Putin and here's all the great evidence and this is a communist takeover of this country, we'd freak out too, as we should. But that's what they're being told by their media sources. I mean, this is, I want you to appreciate how bad it was. You can understand how they're weaponizing the other side against us.
I wouldn't be surprised if, for example, this week on Friday, he is going to be delivering what I think are going to be his indictments, the final indictments.
I would not be surprised if there were a number of indictments that still were going to come down the pike.
There are indictments in this president's future.
That's a bombshell.
The bombshell.
This bombshell.
Drop the bombshell.
Bombshell accusation.
Bombshell accusation.
This is evidence of willingness to commit collusion.
If this BuzzFeed News report is true, then we are likely on our way to possible impeachment proceedings.
If this story is true, we must begin impeachment proceedings.
This is suborning perjury. I think there's no question it's an impeachable offense.
And at that point, we are in high crimes and misdemeanor, and we are in impeachment territory.
Right.
This president needs to be impeached.
Impeachment is the remedy. I mean, the president can't.
It's the only remedy.
The spirit of what Trump did is clearly treasonous.
This is moving into perjury, false statements, and even into potentially treason.
There's outright treason. I mean, there is no question.
I think he's feeling the noose around his neck.
The noose is tightening.
And I think they're shocked that the noose is tightening.
He feels the noose is tightening.
So you see what they're hepped up on, Lee.
Yeah, oh, I know.
That's why, you know, we look at him and like, wow, they're crazy. They're beating people. No, they've been weaponized.
Yep.
They're like zombies.
Mm-hmm.
And all we get is, from Scarborough, maybe we got some bad information. And that's what you did with it? That's what you did with it. They have torn this country apart. Oh, and yep. Are you hearing now they're saying Trump is dividing the country? Because instead of forgiving the media, he has, you know, he's failed to bring the country together in the wake of this.
Oh, please.
It's Trump's fault the country is torn apart. Unbelievable. All right. Coming up, today's first epic rant by Pulitzer Prize winner Glenn Greenwald, who really puts all of this in perspective. Plus, your, as always, awesome text from the text line, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. In the annals of human history, there are great achievements, always pushing the horizons of perfection, and this is no exception. Some jerk has a perfect bracket. The NCAA has posted this. Through the first 48 games, it's never been done before. The previous best start on record, at least, is 39 games. So, you know, overall, you know, through the end of the tournament, the record is correctly picking 54 of 63 games. So at this point, this is an all-time record, a great, vast human achievement. And while I did not pick a perfect bracket, I should point out to the management who's, I know, listening at this time that I am currently crushing with my bracket all the boys in the building, including one of our two sports guys at ESPN, Sturge, Mark Sturgis, crushing him handily with my bracket. So, you know, I'm just going to let the management know if they need anybody to fill in on the sports station, I'm available. So, you know. There you go. Oh, and also beating Lee. Lee was beating me originally, but right now I'm ahead of Lee. And beating all the boys in the building, including 9, Bobby Mack, Patrick Gentry, Vince, and Vince Coakley. So it's quite an achievement on my part. Now, I'm still being beaten by one of our two ESPN guys, the new co-host, Mark Ryan. So, yeah, he is in my sights, though. And I am ashamed to admit I am still being beaten by some guy named Fat Boy. But other than that, yeah, things going well for me. So, you know, I don't mean to be talking smack or anything. But I do like to have fun with these. Plus, the management says we should talk smack to talk up the brackets. So there we go. So once again, beating almost all the boys in the building, including half the sports guys. That's me, your humble host. And you know what's funny about that? I don't know jack about basketball, and I wouldn't pretend to. 800-347, maybe that's my advantage. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Text writes, yeah, not beating Mark. That's probably Mark. No. I had a bad first round, and everybody in the building emailed me to give me my comeuppance, so I'm giving it back to them. That's what I do. All right. Meanwhile, back to this whole Russia thing. Folks, okay, do you realize, do you remember when a majority of, because Republicans control Congress, do you remember when a majority of Republicans in Congress voted for a censure? This was the first year of Trump's presidency, of President Trump, for colluding with Russia, and made Trump sign it because they passed it with a larger-than-veto-proof majority. Do you remember that? It enraged me. Do you realize that the Obama administration sent troops to the Russian border? They are still there, menacing Russia over this election thing in the final months of the Obama administration. Do you realize that? I mean, we are the world's two nuclear superpowers. We have troops on their board. Can you imagine if the situation were reversed and Russia accused us of meddling and put troops on our border? Can you imagine how that would feel? I mean, Russia has been incredibly restrained given our aggression. I'm not saying Russia's a good place. But I'm trying to point out that just what we have done here. So now we, in retaliation for the collusion, we put them on the border. In retaliation for the meddling, we put them on the border. The final Mueller report, as far as we know, based on the letter, we'll see if there's anything else, still contains no proof the Russians meddled. They have never seen the DNC server. Listen, folks, the only proof the FBI has that the Russians hacked that server to get the DNC emails is because the media arm of the DNC told the FBI so, and they never bothered to get the server. They don't want the server because they know the Russians didn't hack that server. If the Russians hacked the server, they'd be all over the server. Are you kidding me? The Democrats would have U-hauled it over to them on day one. The Russians didn't hack that server. Why else are the Democrats hiding it? Why did the FBI never go to the one place you'd go? I mean, a sixth grader could figure this out. Okay, Russians hacked the DNC server, says who? The DNC, based on what evidence? A 24-page report they wrote. Was there any forensic evidence attached? Oh, heck no. Wait, I'm sorry. We impugn the credibility of a president of the United States of America, accused him of treason. I just played you the audio over and over and over and over in the mainstream media, and we never saw forensic evidence of the hack. No, we took the DNC's word for it. And then we let the DNC write the dossier, pay to write the dossier, and the Hillary campaign pay to write the dossier that we used to get the FISA warrant to spy on the whole Trump campaign. Folks, this whole thing happened on the word of the DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign. And all Joe Scarborough has got on Morning Joe on MSNBC is, oops, we got some bad information. You didn't get bad information. You didn't ask any questions because you didn't want to. Because it would have ruined a great narrative. All right, coming up, a most epic rant by Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Glenn Greenwald, who I often disagree with, but you got to hear what he has to say. All right, on the text line, texter writes, oh, please, we all know you girls fill out your brackets based on which team has the prettiest jersey colors. Well, I'll never disclose how I do it. Texter writes, it was Biff that picked the perfect bracket. I bet it was. Now the texter writes, you're not beating Mark. Well, let's see. We will see. I have only taken down one of our sports guys, but I got my eye on the other. It is not over. Not at all. Texter writes, the only reason they closed the investigation now is because any later would interfere with the Democrats' election chances. Oh, I'm going to explain this whole thing, by the way, to you coming up next about closing down the election now and why that might not be a victory for Trump. Coming up. Do you hear what President Trump said? Boy, this moved me yesterday to hear the president speak this way. You know, by the way, it is so rare now to hear a politician, any politician, talk about loving their country. That has almost become politically incorrect. But Trump did it yesterday. And he makes a great point. I think he's right on. Few people could have endured for his country what he has endured over the last 2 years. So we'll start this segment with an epic rant from President Donald J. Trump.
There are a lot of people out there that have done some very, very evil things, very bad things, I would say treasonous things against our country. And hopefully that people that have done such harm to our country, we've gone through a period of really bad things happening. Those people will certainly be looked at. I've been looking at them for a long time, and I'm saying, why haven't they been looked at? They lied to Congress. Many of them, you know who they are. They've done so many evil things. I will tell you, I love this country. I love this country as much as I can love anything. My family, my country, my God. But what they did, it was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly. Very few people I know could have handled it. We can never, ever let this happen to another president again.
Well, sir, that's up to you. You've got to declassify. That must be his legacy or we will lose the country. He must defeat the deep state. He must rip it out by the roots, and it's not ripped out at all right now. It will not begin to be ripped out until somebody goes to prison. And when I say deep state, I'm going all the way back to Lois Lerner. Nobody went to prison for that. I mean, we had a judge find the IRS broke the law and award damages to people who were personally audited by Lois Lerner. No one went to prison. They just don't go to prison, this class of people. I mean, you want to talk about where this began, this persecution? It did not begin with the FISA court. It began with Lois Lerner and the IRS, as far as we know publicly anyway. Nothing's ever been done. Nothing's ever been done. And never forget, Lois Lerner illegally audited those people. They took their files, over a million of them. Remember, they were being punished for forming Tea Parties with personal audits and audits of the Tea Party group. Cost people thousands, sometimes tens of thousands of dollars. They audited their businesses. They audited them personally. Those same files that Lois Lerner used, remember, were removed from the IRS illegally. You need a warrant for each one of them. You can't just walk out of there with people's tax returns. Mueller's FBI did. And the plan was to persecute them also within the Justice Department. So you wouldn't just have the audit. I mean, your life would be turned upside down. The only reason it didn't happen is because Judicial Watch sued to stop it and forced the return of the illegally removed files, which were removed under Robert Mueller's FBI, back to the IRS. Nobody has ever paid a price. Nobody has ever paid a price for that. Glenn Greenwald, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. A lot of that he did with the Edward Snowden stuff. I don't agree with him all the time. But he has had a healthy skepticism since the beginning, no matter who's in office, whether it's Bush or Obama or Trump, of the deep state, as he should. And he nails this as far as what a disgrace the media coverage of this was the last 2 years. Here you go. It's today's first epic rant.
This is the saddest media spectacle I've ever seen since I began practicing journalism in 2005. And what makes it even sadder is to watch all of the people who vested their journalistic credibility into what proved to be a complete and total fraud and scam continue to try and cling to some vestige of credibility by continuing to spin conspiracy theories that are even more reckless and more unhinged than the ones to which we've been subjected for 3 years. The great journalist and writer Matt Taibbi wrote in an article over the weekend, and I agree with him completely, that as humiliating as the media debacle was leading up to the Iraq war, what they did over the last 3 years in the Trump-Russia story makes all of that look like a pimple. Even though obviously the Iraq war was much more destructive because it led to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of people, the errors and lies and falsehoods and recklessness and speculation that we've been subjected to over and over and over that Robert Mueller just definitively debunked is far more humiliating journalistically, far more unjustifiably journalistically, and who knows where it will lead to. It's ratcheted up tensions between the two most dangerous nuclear-armed powers in the world, Russia and the United States, that the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists says has brought us to 2 minutes before midnight on their doomsday clock. So it's also been extremely dangerous in ways that we don't yet know. Let me just say two things.
And then he goes on. Well, thank God it's over. Oh, gosh, no, it's not over. In fact, folks, you could look at this two ways. I don't know which is the correct one. I don't know yet. I'll tell you when I figure it out. We don't know who Bill Barr is. Bill Barr, our current attorney general, is a Reagan appointee. But he's also a Bush Club guy. And he's also a long-term friend with Robert Mueller. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. Now, the story is he comes in and out of nowhere, the Mueller investigation plug is pulled and Trump is exonerated. So he is just covering for Trump, right? That's the media narrative, right? Could be true. Could be true. He could have come in, not to cover for Trump, but said this is ridiculous. It's not predicated on anything constitutional, pulled a plug on it. He may have done that. Or it could be something else. Let's look at what's begun to happen. I started to notice this turn last couple of weeks ago. Headline, USA Today, this is one of their polls. Half of Americans now say Trump is victim of witch hunt as trust in Mueller erodes. They're seeing this in internal Democrat polling, no doubt. You don't want to make Trump an underdog. I mean, my God, the minute the Mueller probe begins to hurt the Democrats and help Trump, it's got to go. So the question is Bill Barr uniparty? Or is he a true American patriot? Don't know. He could have done what he did this week, our Attorney General Bill Barr. In either case, let me tell you why. If this is what the external polling is showing, the USA Today Suffolk University polling, that the Mueller probe has begun to hurt the Democrats and help Trump, then the proper thing to do would be to end it. And while it would give Trump a great talking point, I've been exonerated. The Mueller probe isn't over. No. Just the probe by Mueller and the Hillary Clinton donors is over. They transferred a dozen cases out of their office into New York. Cases that were improperly opened. This is why it is key that he declassify, because if there was no crime and no evidence of a crime, these investigations should be shut down. So let's look at it from the perspective of, if you still want to take Trump out at the knees and your uniparty and your Bill Barr, and this investigation has begun to help Trump, the Mueller one, and to hurt the Democrats, what do? You shut down the Mueller investigation. You transfer the cases to New York. All those cases, they've now gotten inside of the Trump organization. They're doing to another one of his attorneys and the heads of another one of his businesses what they did to Michael Cohen, brutalizing him, destroying his life financially. So you can still keep your little investigation up and running with the plan of eventually maybe indicting the president or indicting those around him and getting him to say terrible things about the president going into the elections. You got to win there. Still got the investigation going. It's quieter now, so it won't hurt the Democrats. Win-win for Uniparty. And I'm not convinced that's not what's happening here. So Trump is doing what he should do. He's taking the victory lap, saying, hey, look, I've been cleared of collusion. They know there's no collusion. They couldn't keep that artifice up forever. But they got what they wanted. They're inside the Trump administration where they can do all of the opposition research they need for the 2020. They got access to all Trump stuff. They're in there, right? They could take him and other people out, an endless string of arrests, just like Mueller did. But they don't have the Mueller probe hurting the Democrats in the polls anymore, folks. I hope that's not what is happening. But we don't seem to have too many patriots in Washington anymore. And I still have a hard time believing Bill Barr is one. I hope I'm proven wrong. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Boil water with fire, Tara. I'll remember that in case I live in a socialist dictatorship. Thank you for sharing. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I hope you're not correcting your supposition that they've only transferred the Mueller investigation to New York. That's what they did. They just transferred it. It had become a negative brand. Oh, it ain't over. Trump knows that too. They're inside the Trump. They're inside the Trump businesses. That was the goal of the Mueller investigation. It is an extension of the insurance policy, which Lisa Page helpfully explained. FBI attorney who was in charge of it helpfully explained. Oh yeah, the Russia investigation. That was the insurance policy in case Trump gets elected, because you know that's what they're hired to do with the FBI. Insurance policy is still up and running. They needed to get inside the Trump organizations because they haven't found anything criminal or anything they can twist into looking criminal or anybody they can twist into making up a crime. That was the goal of the Mueller investigation. Don't kid yourself. And so Mueller transferred all those cases in recent months to New York, a very hostile atmosphere to Trump. That office hates him. And the second that the Mueller investigation became a political liability, as we're seeing in polls, public is turning on it, they just continue it. It's exactly what Bill Barr would do if he was a member in good standing of the Uniparty. I'm not saying he is. I'm not saying that's what happened here. He could be a patriot. We don't know yet. But don't look at this as over. The media is making that mistake. I would say it's just begun. Trump ought to be very, very leery of this. And they're going to sit and percolate it in New York, and then they're going to do a flood of indictments, you watch, before the election. It's exactly what they're going to do. So don't make the mistake this early of thinking that Bill Barr is a good guy. That'd be a big mistake. We don't know that. In fact, the odds are against it. They're really, really against it. All right, coming up next on the show, what Trump has done here, by the way, this kills me. All of this exoneration stuff has buried one of the greatest presidential achievements militarily of my lifetime. I mean, do you realize when the planes flew for Afghanistan after 9/11 and then for Iraq, there was no caliphate? Al-Qaeda and then ISIS had never managed to seize territory. They did under Obama. We ended up worse than we were before 9/11. They ended up controlling a 30,000 to 40,000 strong territory the size of Great Britain on the border of what used to be Syria and Iraq. Trump demolished that, proving it could be done. I've read you many times from the AP. Their supposition right after Trump had won that, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter. Caliphate's not going to be defeated for it might take decades, maybe never. No, it took about 9 months. They had to root out some of the remaining cockroaches that were down in the tunnels. That's what's taken so long. But most of it he did in 9 months. And it was fabulous. I want to read this to you so you can appreciate what your president did. This is just a summary. Thousands of fighters from the Syrian Democratic Forces, Iraq Security Forces, and six members of the coalition sacrificed their lives fighting against ISIS. This is since Trump was elected. Over the last 2 years, the United States and our coalition partners have liberated more than 20,000 square miles of territory previously held by ISIS in Syria. They said it couldn't be done before Trump took office. Since January 2017, an estimated 5 million people have been freed from ISIS in Iraq and Syria. 60 high-value targets, 100 ISIS officials, and tens of thousands of ISIS fighters have been freed from ISIS in Iraq and Syria. 60 high-value targets, 100 ISIS officials and tens of thousands of ISIS fighters have been killed. And there are more than 1,000 foreign fighters from more than 40 countries in the custody of the Syrian Democratic Forces. That's a win, folks.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.